Oh, gods. Those tomes were heavy. Why did the diviners always leave their grimoires out? Oh, yes, I'm complaining. It's not like they were unaware of their actions or the consequences. Oh, they'd be piss poor diviners otherwise. Oh. Another winter recess and another mark against me from the Archmagus. I swear that old crone has it in for me. Why am I always tasked with proofing these contemptible old halls from the weather? And worse still with you. I do not bring it on myself. How can you say that? Besides, you're stuck here with me, the last two souls on campus. Not that you're much help. No, I don't think we should try to summon elementals to help. Because if it fouls up, I'll have to deal with you and angry wind spirits. And besides, we all know what happened the last time you tried your hand at summoning. Oh, don't act the fool with me. Every student, professor, and familiar knows about the incident in advanced demonology and summoning. Oh, yes, we do. You tried to summon an ifrit, and you did it so poorly you managed to bring in a succubus instead. Oh. If it hadn't been for Professor Von Vinn banishing that infernal hussy right off your cock, you'd have been fucked dead in a matter of minutes, and in front of the whole class. Of course I can summon elementals. What? Just because I'm a half giant, I can't cast spells? Oaf! An oaf, am I? A half giant dudard oaf, am I? No, but that's what you meant, yes? Huh. Not all of us can fall back on our Archmagus mothers or our platinum coin slinging fathers, Mr. Goldfoot, Sir Diamond Duff, High Magus Silverspoon. Silverspoon is actually a halfling name. Oh, pfft. But that doesn't matter. You're stuck here with me too. Listen here, you short. I can cast spells just as potent as any, and my brews are even more so. Would you care to wager on it? Name your prize. But that's the last of my own stock for the winter. You don't need it. You've plenty. You practically waste it. Fine. My entire stash is yours if I fail. But if I succeed, you must serve as my personal attendant for the winter recess, obeying my every command without fail. Yes, the whole recess here in the dormitories. You'll chop wood for the stove, you'll draw my baths, you'll tend to the kitchen, all the things I'll be too busy researching my oafish spells to do. You'll be mine to do with as I please. What does it matter if you had plans for holiday? Some posh retreat, no doubt. Are you scared I'm right? Have you no nerve? Or is all of your bluster just that? The meaningless barking of an impotent dog. Good. And remember, the whole winter recess. No, let's just do it here. There's no better place than this study alcove. It's not like we'll be interrupted. And I like the chaise longues here. Nothing will go wrong, they're just comfortable. Good. I've only got 2 vials ready at the moment, but that should be sufficient to win this bet. What do you mean, what? My final project for the alterations-focused potions brewing class. Don't laugh! Yeah, it works. This baby will allow the ingester to take on the physical attributes that the potion is attuned to. Do you know what that means? No, you insufferable arsehat! It's not just a basic witch transmutation potion. It lets me, the brewer, choose the attributes for anyone who drinks it, as they drink it. I call it the Teleomnimorph. It is not a stupid name. It is an accurate descriptor of the events of the... Never mind. Of course it will work. No, that was several iterations of the formula ago. And besides, it eventually grew back. Just watch as I win this bet. Gods below, that is some vile medicine. No, it takes a few moments to take effect. What sort of half-rate thaumaturge do you take me for?
Oh, gods. I can feel it. I can feel...
It worked. What do you mean? I just won the bet. Oh, not convinced, are you? Look. Yeah, it's a cock. A great, big, half-giant cock. What do you mean, why? Do you see any decent half-giants around here to keep me warm? The only other soul on the university campus is you. And well, even unperturbed, this thing is longer than your arm. Can you blame me for being a bit distracted? But still, it worked. Of course it did. I grew an appendage ad hoc. I won the bet. You have to do as I say. So now that I've won the bet, let's see if you can complete a simple task. Let me sit down on the chaise. Here, remove my boots. As cold as it is, that does feel nice on my feet. We should be sure, shouldn't we? It wouldn't do to leave this to the possibility that you're playing some cruel long game. Come on then. Kiss them. Don't play favourites either. Both of them. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You would need to be pretty depraved to willingly keep planting kisses on my soles. But knowing you, this might still be some very coy game to try to humiliate me. How might we determine if you're trying to deceive me or if you are genuinely under my thrall? Oh, no, I wasn't asking you in earnest. Keep kissing.
Oh, I have it. Ah, a true test of commitment to your word, Mr. Goldfoot. Mm-hmm. Instead of kissing, let's see how well you do at licking. Lick my feet. Gods. Oh, gods, that is wonderful. Oh, such an improper thing for the Archmagus's favourite pupil to be doing, isn't it? Dragging their tongue all along the foot of a poor half-giant. Oh, don't let your tongue neglect my toes. Or betwixt. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, magnificent. I had doubts that your tongue could be so skilled. Not that I've thought of what your tongue could do. Is that a glint of mockery in your eye? From someone whose tongue still tastes my sweat. I wonder how far your bond goes. I wonder if it could compel you to suck on the toes. Let me be clear. Suck my toes. Oh. Oh. Truly remarkable. Well enough. Let's test the limits of this, shall we? Hold your tongue for a moment. No, not with your... you know what. Just stay like that for a moment. There. Now come here. You're short enough to make this very interesting. And there you are. My ass, the basest of poor peasant buttocks, bare as the day I was born. Well, what would your family say if they were to discover you'd planted kiss after kiss on such an ass? What are you waiting for? Bring that spiteful tongue over here and favour me with all of your affections. Oh! Oh, God. I didn't mean for you to actually stick your tongue. No, wait. Get back in there. I guess I should have been more specific. No, but I'm quite impressed with your commitment to showing your affections. Oh, had I known, I would have caught your delightfully narrow face beneath me so much sooner. Oh, now, don't slack. Here, let me help you. That shiny mane you take so much pride in should be good to really leverage you deep between my cheeks. Oh, that's, yes, that's an admirable turn for that sharp tongue of yours. Come now, oh, come now, a little deeper. Just a bit deeper. Ah, yes, lick that anus, good and proper. Lick, lick my butthole. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Tongue me properly. Oh. Wait. I have a better idea for your face. Get out of there. I've got this new flesh, you see. And I can think of no better first sampling of it than to feel your throat hugging it tight. You're right. It may be too large, even if I'm as gentle as can be. If only there were a way to make your flesh more compliant to... Gods! That's it! Here, drink this. What do you mean, what is it? Are you as daft as you are short? It's the other vial of Teleomnimov. No, it won't make you grow another dick. I grew a dick because I was more focused on... Little there is to be had around here at the moment. But I've been struck with a grand epiphany. Now, drink. That's it. That's it. The whole vial. Good job. Now let's give it a few moments to take effect. And... Oh, wow! Your face stretched almost thrice its width. I think you'll be more than accommodating now. Okay, let's kick this off. Don't let me stop you. Suck my cock. Oh, so that's it, is it? You have to be commanded. Well, I can work with that. Take a breath, my pet. A deep breath. I'm going to stop holding back now. What is that look of fear? Are you worried that your throat may not survive my attentions? Or that your finery will be stained with my lust? Are you concerned for that delicate complexion of yours? Well, fret not, pet. You and I have a whole winter recess to perfect your... oratory. Now, try to make use of that tongue while I make use of your throat. Yes, get in there. Guys. Spilling, yes. Look up at me as this giant fucking cock goes down your throat. Yes, whimper choke. Yes, you can take it. You can take it for me. Yes. Gods. That was amazing, little one. Oh, good job. Oh, it doesn't seem to have relaxed, does it? And it looks like you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I think you did. And I think I can find a way to help us both relieve this tension. Lay down there on the chaise. Not bad. But I think I can make your diminutive form even more accommodating for me. There. That's a much better look for you. On your back, with your ankles up by your cute little pointed ears. Now put those nimble fingers to good use and spread yourself for me. This is going to require a bit more than your newly pliable flesh. Was that a moan again? Did you enjoy that, you little slut? Who would have guessed that the Archmagus's favourite student was so very depraved? But I think it's time we put my potion to the fullest test. Don't feel you need to hold back on those moans and screams, slut. There's no one else here to hear you. And if I'm being honest, I quite enjoy them. Be sure to keep those cheeks spread. Opening you up, you little slut. I'm gonna open up you fucking asshole, make you gape as wide as you ever been. Yes. Open your mouth so I can spit in it. How does it feel having your ass wrecked? Oh my pet, you look absolutely pathetic. You look like a sticky half seed drowned mage. Yes, look at you, look in your eyes, you dirty little cum slut, reduced to nothing except my little cum whore. Yes, I'm coming. Take it. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pathetic, dripping cum whore. Oh, it does appear I've stained and torn your robe considerably. I would put that from your mind, though, pet. Before next morning's sun, those robes will be unsalvageable. Come now, stand up. As fond as I am of this alcove, it's getting cold. And I think I would very much like to see what I can make of you under my covers. Don't give me that look. Oh, wow, I love that I can even command your facial expressions. We'll have to try a smile the next time something of mine is in your mouth. Oh, speaking of, it's getting cold. Hand me... No. It would be a waste of this opportunity for you to simply hand me my boots. Pet, retrieve my boots and replace them on my feet. That's it. Wait.
Before you slip them on, place one more kiss on each sole. Very good, pet. Look happy, pet. You won't be wasting your time this winter recess cooking or cleaning. Or at least, I can think of many new ways to make use of you. Very good, pet. Now, accompany me back to my quarters. I have some plans for that obedient tongue, and I need to study. Which reminds me, how would you like to volunteer to help me test some of those polymorph spells? Say yes, pet. Oh, that one will not lose its charm anytime soon, I think. Come along, pet. This will be a winter recess neither of us will ever forget.